Well, recently we've had the privilege of being able to use rapid result COVID tests to get the students and the staff back to school more quickly. When a student or staff member shows a symptom, they have to immediately leave school, and they're not allowed to come back until they either have a healthcare provider provide them an alternative diagnosis and say that it's their professional judgment, it's not COVID, or you could just go out and get a COVID test. Well, some of those COVID tests, as you know, take 3 or 4 days to get the results back, but the rapid test can give you the results in 15 minutes, and so we've been benefiting from that for the past several months. And last week, the Illinois Department of Public Health came out with a ruling that the test now has to be what they call an RT-PCR test, which basically means the swab has to be mailed off to one of the few labs around the state, and then they'll conduct tests there in their lab and then mail you back the results, which then means you don't get your results for 24 to 72 hours on a good day. And so that was kind of a disappointment, and they didn't really give the reasoning for it other than I assume it'll be because the rapid tests maybe aren't as accurate as the PCR tests. And so that's a big change for us, because now the students and staff will have to, you know, be out another day or two longer before they can return.
So it impacts both the students and staff, but I know the one thing you're concerned about, that the staffing levels is a big concern when you're talking about missing days and having teachers staffing the classrooms.
Right. We can still keep the schools open even if, you know, most of the kids are gone because of symptoms. We can still have school as long as the staff is healthy. But if we have, you know, a lot of staff members who are out because of quarantine or because they have symptoms or because they have COVID, well, then that impacts the ability to have school. And so, you know, this ruling with, you know, having to use the longer test, that, you know, hopefully it won't have a big impact on us, but it does make us a little nervous.